Olis, O-L-I-S, O-L-L-I-S, Vandiver, V as in Victor, A-N as in Nancy, D-V-E-R, 12560. Today is the 5-4, chief complaint. Cough, number 2, congestion, number 3, wheezing, number 4, shortness of breath, number 5, history of CHF, number 6, lymph nodes in the neck, noted by a patient, number 7, leg pain, number 8, the swelling off and on in the leg. Our patient is a 61-year-old electrician, used to work on in plants, PLANTS, industrial electrical work. He's married, time 17 years. They have 4 children between him and 10 grandkids, period. In the paragraph, about a year or two, he was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. Echocardiogram showed ejection fraction of 30, has now gone up to 40-45%, period. His cardiac catheterization was within normal limits. We're concerned about wheezing, maybe related to worsening CHF today, period. Immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Medication, Ernesto, Coreg, cholesterol, 2 different medications. One is rovastatin, R-O-V-E-S-T-A-T-I-N, and one just for LDL. His Ernesto is the low dose, and so is Coreg at 6.25. Medical problems, cardiomyopathy, normal cardiac catheterization, left bundle branch block surgery, non-social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, never been a heavy smoker, was drinking at one time, but not significantly, allergy, non-family history, both mom and dad are in their 90s, they're both alive, working. Review of system, positive cough, positive headache, positive congestion, positive lower extremity swelling off and on, positive neck swelling, positive lymph nodes in the neck, positive wheezing, positive sputum production, no hematemesis, paracetamol, no seizure convulsion, positive leg pain, positive arm pain. On exam, 203 pounds, weight has been stable, 98%, 98.4, 16, 90, 118 over 69, heart positive, small positive 2, no S3 gallop or rub noted, lungs, few bronchi, no rouse noted, neck shows no JVD, few lymph nodes noted, skin shows no rash, rub mucosal with lesion, TMs are red, posterior chances is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal. Lower extremity shows minimal edema. Assessment, number 1, bronchitis. Number 2, URI. Number 3, no sign of heart failure. Number 4, echocardiogram shows ejection fraction to be actually around 50 to 55% today. Number 5, lower extremity edema, most likely related to medication, i.e. Coreg, which is off and on. There's no sign of DV2, no sign of PVD. Next number, same thing applies to the upper extremity, no sign of DV2 or PVD noted. Next number is rocephinogram now. Next number, follow-up in 3 days, if not better. Next number is ZPAC. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is ZPAC. Next number is prednisone taper times 3 days. Next number is Bompid DM. Next number is patient does not have any shortness of breath or chest pain with activity. Next number is echocardiogram. Will be repeated again in 3 to 6 months. Next number is carotid ultrasound within normal limits in face of cardiomyopathy. Next number, because of swelling in the neck, the soft tissue ultrasound shows a few lymph nodes in the neck. Otherwise, nothing to be concerned about. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows a very healthy prostate, liver, kidney, spleen within normal limits. This was done with abdominal discomfort, questionable swelling in the abdomen. Next number, colonoscopy needed as a maintenance examination. Discuss with patient. Next number is otitis media. Next number is sinusitis. Next number is reevaluate in 3 days. Next number is findings. Discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.